Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, the best ways to get your mobile news fast.
Plus, can you charge your iPhone with your iPad? Well, we're going to test it and see.
All that and my favorite audio podcast app is now free.
On
iOS Today!
iOS Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the online marketplace for buying and selling used gadgets. Shop from a variety of certified pre-owned electronics or trade yours in for cash. Give a new life to a used device. Visit Gazelle.com today. And by PillPack, a full-service pharmacy that combines personalized service, convenient packaging, and modern technology to make your life easier. Visit PillPack.com/twit to save $20 on vitamins and OTCs when you transfer your prescriptions. And by Unity, the free home media server. Stream your media and files from any computer you own to your iOS devices. For more information and to download Unity free, visit GetUnity.com/twit. That's GetUnity.com/twit.
Ooh, I'm so excited. I just got a BB-8.
I know, your very own. Can you bring me my
BB-8? I know it's charging. Don't you hate it when you get something new and you can't use it right away because it's charging?
That's the saddest thing, especially when it's a BB-8.
Is it charged, really? Are we excited about the new Star Wars?
I am very excited, yes.
I went to see the Martian. Where's the camera? There it is. Oh. That's your camera. I went to see the Martian. I could put it here. I could put it there. I could put it everywhere. Went to see the Martian, which, by the way, you were right. Great movie. Everybody should see that movie.
Yes.
And this robot was not in it, but right before it, they had the trailer for the new Star Wars.
I know.
And I got so excited. And you know what? Little BB-8 is in the trailer, but just peeking around a corner. Mm-hmm. He's a little tease. I finally got it. I ordered this like a month and a half ago from Sphero. This is the iPhone game of the year. You put the Sphero BB-8 software on here. And he goes around. I'm going to put him in patrol mode. He talks to you. We played with it before on another iOS.
Yeah.
But that was Mike Elgin's. I have my own.
We coined the term Mandroid. That's your Mandroid. No one can touch it.
No one can touch my Mandroid.
A Mandroid cave back there that no one can go in.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so excited about the new Star Wars movie, but I also am excited because I think robots are in our future.
I think they are.
I hope they are.
So, but today we're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about how to get your mobile news fast. You're not that happy with the Apple News app. There's some news about the news app that we're going to talk about and some alternatives to the news app, some announcements that were made last week. We're also going to talk about your comments. You guys send a lot of comments, not necessarily questions.
We're not all that happy about them. No one.
I'm happy about them.
Okay.
Just additions to the show. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to have your questions and, of course, our app, Cap, which is our favorite app of the week. So let's start with some news. Apple's news app. The big news about the news app is that Apple is blocking it in China.
Right.
Now Apple's sort of in the news business for the first time, and they realize it's difficult to be a worldwide deliverer of news, and you have to make some choices. They're doing that so that they don't have to censor it specifically, right? Just take it all out.
You're going to see this more and more, I think. Google pulled out of China, remember, over censorship. I'm sure China asked Apple to censor the news, and they decided it would be better to not have it at all than censor it. So, I think that's a reasonable approach, although I'd be very surprised if Apple then says, and by the way, we're not going to sell the iPhone there anymore. It's too big a business for them.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining that you can't get Apple News in China. I'm not even complaining if I couldn't get Apple News in the U.S. I don't think it's all that great. They sold it like crazy. Like, this is all you ever need. Here's Apple News. I could say, yeah, I want to stay informed with Apple News updates. I don't even understand how to use this thing. I touch stuff, things happen. I don't know what's going on.
Did you customize it?
Yeah, I did. So the first thing you're supposed to do is go through and say which sources you want. I picked a lot of technology sources. That way, those are going to be selected. And somehow, in theory, Apple News kind of watches your behavior and gets better at it. All I can say is I'm now getting weather reports for Detroit in my Apple News. I don't know why. I'm not thrilled about that. I don't find it particularly useful. And I feel like the things they're suggesting are often from sources that I wouldn't even use. You know, kind of websites that are sketch and stuff like that. So, I feel like this is not smart or something. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you are very specific about the news that you want because you're kind of in the news business.
Maybe it's not for me. It's possible.
I like it as a boredom tool, like a tool when I'm bored. I'm just going to flip through what they've offered me and look at it. As in terms of I'm going to get all my news from this one source, that's not the way I look at it. But just like if I'm sitting around, I'm waiting at soccer practice, you know, all the other places I have to wait. And there's some good force touch issue, 3D touch features, if we can show that I like, 3D touches on the 6S.
So then you get your choices
my favorite stuff. And then, you know, if I'm scrolling through, I can also make some choices about whether, you know, you can peek and pop at things on your 6S.
Have you been using it a lot, like every day?
I've been using it when I'm bored, which is, every day.
So exactly. I'm thinking maybe I don't use it enough. But for instance, here is one of the top picks, Sharp New Apps. Well, that's something I'm certainly interested in from a site called App Addict. But it's a podcast. And so it's not useful for me because unlike some other news players, which would put the audio in here, I have to exit the app and go download the podcast if I want to listen to it. Do I really care about the 10 tallest buildings under construction? No. And how do I send a signal that I don't want to see that anymore? How do I tell it I don't want weather for Detroit anymore? I don't know, and I don't know why I was getting it in the first place. It's kind of a mystery. Well, you can edit your sources, of course, but once I'm in here, here is a fabulous demo of TextNut 2.22. Thrilling.
Where do you like things?
But can I unlike it? No. So what do I do? I don't want to see that. Do I press it? I can share the story. I could save it or I can like it. Where's the thing that says, I hate it. I don't want to see that. I'm not interested in Detroit weather.
Emojis like in Facebook.
Do not like. Kanye West ranting about apps that lets kids shop without parental consent. I don't want to read this. I don't understand why it's picking this. And I think now, unfortunately, by clicking it, I've told it, I like this. I want to see more.
Yeah.
So I feel like Apple underthought the product. There are, Flipboard does a better job. The problem is this: it's not getting enough signals to give me stuff I really want. It's getting spurious signals because why is it giving me Detroit weather? Mm-hmm. I just feel like this is not a great product. And so China, you're not missing anything.
You're not missing anything.
And it's kind of a silly thing. So Apple say, well, we're going to play it tough with China. Yeah, tough. Who cares if the news app is in China? You want to play tough? Pull the iPhone. See how, they're not going to do that. The stuff that makes them money, they're. Oh, yeah, we'll sell it to you. No problem at all. So I don't feel like that's really impressive.
Well, do you want to talk about Nuzzle, your favorite?
Yeah, so there are. So that, I guess that's my point is if you're into news, there's great stuff. And Apple's news app is kind of not the best thing out there. Of course, if they replaced the newsstand with a news app, you should go in your newsstand folder or rename it as I did to news, and you'll find all the old things. I was getting the New Yorker and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal in there. But there's a lot more stuff out there. Nuzzle is a really interesting product. This is created by Jonathan Abrams. Does that name ring a bell? He was the creator of Friendster.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day. And this is his new thing. And you know what? I love it. So what it does is it follows. It goes in and it gets your Facebook friends and feeds and your Twitter friends and feeds. And then based on how many of your friends liked or linked to something, you can see these are all people I know who linked to this article, it will surface news that other people you know. So that's taking some very good signals to give me information I'm likely to be interested in from a variety of sources. So this is news for my friends. Here's news from friends of friends. So you say, well, that's not broad enough net. Well, what about friends of friends? And I think there's great stuff in here.
And you like that better than just Twitter?
Yeah, because it's using Twitter and Facebook signals. But it's also, running it through an algorithm. The idea, and this was a very hot idea for a while, was kind of programmatic news selection. Google News did it, still does it. And so that's what this is, but it's using your social signals, Twitter and Facebook. Nuzzle, N-U-Z-Z-E-L. It's free, and I think it's a really great source for this stuff. And, of course, if you like an article, you can tweet it, you can Facebook it, you can share it in other ways as well with the traditional share sheet. Millennials, you literally cannot call yourselves adults until you take this pledge. Then when you read the article, you're reading it inside the Nuzzle interface. And it's, so it's a full page, though. It's the web page. I think this is really quite good. This is all LA Times ads and stuff. It's not in any way replacing their page or stuff, stripping stuff out. Here's recently read stories so I can go back and see what I've read recently. I think this is a great choice, and I think you would like it. Maybe it's not as pretty as Apple News, but as far as I'm concerned, it's much more useful. And not once have I seen a weather report for Detroit in here.
I like the red recently because that's the problem. Like I said, I use this when I'm bored, and then I'm thinking, oh, like it's on a Saturday. That's a really interesting story, but I'd like to go back on Monday.
It's happened to me many, many times. And you have to heart it on Apple's news program to find it again.
Right.
That's happened to me many times where I was reading a story, and then it went away, and I couldn't get it back
again. Right, but then it just knows you better. Yeah. That's interesting. Now, I heard about Nuzzle. The other big news announcement this week was Google's AMP. That's Accelerated Mobile Project. I believe that's what it stands for. But I heard about Nuzzle in relation to that because Facebook has instant articles and Apple has the news app. But AMP is a cross-platform tool that Google's just using, open source. And they say it's open source, but I think it's like they're really competing with Facebook and Apple. So to say it's open source is kind of...
It's a little weird. They did it with Twitter. It is open source in the sense that all of the code is on GitHub. Mm-hmm. And you could, in theory, although I doubt anybody would, run an AMP cache. Because one of the... So the idea of AMP is it's a stripped down version of HTML of web pages that will load much faster. And it does a bunch of tricks. It prefetches information, so you're reading an article, but it's getting stuff behind the scenes. It caches stuff. The cache normally runs on Google servers, but it is open source, so you could run it yourself. Maybe people will. And their pitch is to news sources to start putting up pages in the AMP format so that they will load faster. But I'm wondering, now here's one thing you can do is go to the article about AMP, g.co/AMP, and then, you know what? You can't do it. You have to do it on a mobile device. It's only for mobile. So let me go back here and open my browser and go to g.co.
But it's only for mobile, but you're on mobile on your...
Yeah,
It's only for iPhone, not iPad.
I think they don't... A lot of people don't consider iPad mobile because it's a full-size screen. Huh. The idea is this is to help speed up searches, accelerated mobile pages, because, as you know, the experience of reading... sites on I'm not getting the search anymore. The experience of reading sites on mobile can be really horrible. So it, for instance, it prohibits JavaScript. All JavaScript, only Google can put the JavaScript in a page. Mm. It prohibits the image tag, and you have to use their special coding. Wow. So there's an advantage to somebody using it if your users are running the Google search. I honestly don't know how you'd even, like, let's say I'm the New York Times I want to make AMP pages. How do my users get to it? I'm not sure exactly. I guess if I'm using Chrome on a mobile platform, it automatically tries to find an AMP? I don't know. There is a Chrome extension you can use on the desktop. And, you know, who doesn't want nicer looking, faster loaded pages?
Yeah. So it's good for readers, but not necessarily good for developers or web.
Well, you've got to talk to news organizations and anybody who's making a website like us to do it. It's a lot of work to do it because it eliminates all of the web technologies we currently use, like JavaScript and image tags and all video tags. So you'd have to recode all your pages. WordPress.com says we're going to make a plugin for WordPress that will make WordPress blogs automatically be AMP compliant. If you're on an AMP pages, it will load faster. They'll look prettier. They'll look a little like Medium or the Facebook News thing. They're clean. The text is good. But I feel like I don't really understand why anybody would jump on this. Here's the example pages. I couldn't get to them on my iPhone, but this is what you would see. So it doesn't have a lot of ads. There'll be Google ads. It is open. Anybody can do it. And this is, by the way, that carousel is another thing. That's the AMP search. So if you do an AMP search through Google.com, you'll get this carousel of stories. And when you tap a story, it'll load right away because it's preloaded and cached. I think it's a non-story. I predicted on This Week in Google that nobody would even be using the word amp in a year. That it's one of those things that Google says, let's do this. And the only thing that's concerning is that Google says, and we will improve the search ranking of AMP pages.
Oh.
And I think that's wrong. I think that's Google using its market clout, its number one in search, to favor a certain technology. I don't think that's right.
So it's something we should pay attention to, but we might not hear, but we should pay attention because it might be under, you know, behind the scenes kind of sneaky Google stuff.
I don't know. It's not sneaky Google stuff. It's just a good idea. Google's engineering driven. The engineer said, hey, we can make my pages a lot faster, and everybody's getting all excited, and nobody's going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Why would I just spent a lot of money creating a new website. Would I spend a lot more money now to make that website AMP compliant?
Right. Yeah. No. All right. The other big news this week is Twitter has they launched Moments. We were calling it Project Lightning because that's what they were calling it. But now it's for real, and it's not on the iPad. So I guess it's the same thing. It's just for mobile.
You're using the Twitter client?
The Twitter.
And you don't see a tab?
I see it. I don't see it on the iPad.
On the
iPad. Only on the iPhone. And I looked that up, and it actually... So here we can
I think all the clients will eventually support it
on
every
now.
Platform.
So Moments is here, and I click it, and it has the big news of the day. And again, it's not necessarily the news of the day that I'm so interested in. And
that's one of the things to remember. It's not based on your Twitter feed.
No,
it's just everybody gets the same thing.
Right. So you have the
it's
tabs.
Humans are doing it.
Right.
It's made of humans.
It's made of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment, fun, today, news, sports. And what I said was they have no technology. And then when I realized that this isn't aimed at us.
No.
It's aimed at people who don't use Twitter.
Well,
they're trying to get people to Twitter.
And to be fair, this is solving a problem Twitter has, not its users.
Yeah, I don't have this. Yeah,
so the problem that Twitter faces is, and by the way, they've been working on Project Lightning for a long time, but it only came into the real world when Jack... Dorsey became the new CEO of Twitter, and that was like the first thing he did is announce, I'm going to fire people and we're going to release Moments.
Right.
Twitter's big problem. I think Twitter's fine the way it is, but their big problem is Wall Street, and they are a publicly held company, wants mm-hmm. them to grow at a very fast rate, at a new technology startup rate, which is hundreds of percent a year. Twitter isn't growing at that rate, probably can't grow at that rate. And of course, if Wall Street punishes them by reducing the value of their stock, it makes harder for Twitter to hire mm-hmm. good engineers who want valuable stock. So Twitter really is kind of between a rock and a hard place. They can't just sit still. So one of the things they need to do is increase growth. So what Twitter's trying to do with this, I think, is make it easier for somebody who's new. When you first join Twitter, you're not following anybody. It's not immediately apparent how useful Twitter is going to be. They give you a set of people you can follow, and then that's how Twitter looks to you. You might not know that there's more available there. Mm-hmm. Twitter takes a lot of work, and people like you and me who've been on it for many years, our Twitter is useful because over the years we've cultivated it. We've treated it like a garden. We've weeded mm-hmm. out the bad stuff. We've fertilized the good stuff, and our Twitter feeds get better and better over time. A new user doesn't have any experience. It takes a long time to get there.
Right.
So the idea is, you join Twitter. As you're making Twitter more useful, at least you've got this Moments tab that'll give you news you can use, news you'll be interested in. I don't even think it's that compelling.
No.
It seems to have a lot of old stuff in there. Have you noticed that? It doesn't update that
like
fast.
Like old, like 3 days old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just today's
stuff. Not everybody
stuff.
Checks the news every day, I think.
I think Nuzzle is so much, one example, is so much better than this because it is updated every day.
Yeah.
It's updated from your news feed. Nuzzle would not be useful to somebody just joining Twitter. So maybe that's part of the problem. So
right.
this really solves a problem Twitter has, which is how do we make Twitter compelling for a new user so that we can get more new users, so we can make the stock market happy, so the stock price goes up, so we can hire good people, so we can make a better Twitter. And unless they get that virtuous circle going, they might be in trouble, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why you see this. I think it's interesting. Are you going to visit it a lot?
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, it's in terms of, I think they want people when they're bored. You know, I'm going to pick up my phone and I could look at Facebook and see everyone's baby pictures, or I could look at the news and I'm going to use the news app in those situations, not the Twitter.
So you now are raising an interesting question. Is the phone really only good when you're bored?
That is a good question. Or when
you're in line at the grocery store, the DMV.
Yeah. Or maybe we're all so bored all the time that, you know.
Most of the apps we use are used like that, little sips at a time.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting in line or
yeah.
I'm sitting in the DMV.
Well, we should be paying attention to the world.
No, the world is not so good. I think it's better to do this.
Well, we should be paying attention to our families.
You know, I'm such an early adopter that I can remember 10 years ago when my kids were little, before the iPhone came out, I had a BlackBerry, and I remember them yelling at me all the time, get off your BlackBerry.
I remember that, too. They had a different word for it.
What I should have said was, this is the future, and you're going to be doing it in a few years, too.
Yeah. Well, that is the big thing. We all do it, and we all get upset when our family members do it instead of looking at us. It is a conundrum of our day. Okay, so you wanted to talk about Feedly.
So this is really old-fashioned, and I don't know if everybody, if this is going to be of use to people, but do you remember RSS feeds?
Mm-hmm, I do. I remember learning about RSS feeds from Cory Doctorow.
Oh,
no,
okay.
On the screensavers. He was the one that told me about it. Cory Doctorow, he was on the screensavers. He called me over. It was like 1999 or 2000 or something. See, he said, let me show you this thing that's going to change everything.
It's and it was pretty cool. In fact, you wouldn't be able to subscribe to our podcast without RSS. Mm-hmm. That's how podcast feeds are done. But the idea was that a website would create a special RSS feed of its content. And then you could subscribe to the RSS feed. And instead of going to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal one by one, you would go to a news reader, which would aggregate all the different feeds into a kind of nice, palatable way you could read them. Google Reader became the number one way to do it. There were desktop apps and so forth. But then Google killed Reader. So Feedly, which had come along earlier, said, we'll take over from Google Reader. So if you log in with your Google account, as I'm about to do, it will actually take my old Google Reader feeds and create you can show this, it's okay. So it says, oh, I see that, you know, you've already logged into a Google account on this iPad. You want to use this one? Yes. Feedly would like to view your email address, view your profile info, sign in. I don't know if Google still offers
the reader
feeds. You know, when they killed Reader, for a while they were letting people get their feeds.
Why did they kill Reader?
I don't know. I did this, and so Feedly knows what my feeds were. I can't promise you if you sign up, if you use Feedly today, that you'll get that. Oh. But you can quickly, just like Apple News, build a list of feeds. And I'm going to show you. There, I have feeds. These are all the different sources that over the years I've subscribed to. As you can see, it's very technology news. In fact, it's all technology news focused. I have a few other subjects that I follow. You can make these your own subjects. And then what you'll get, let me go to the top and all, is a list of unread articles from all of those sources, or you can drill down and say, look, I just want to read the Apple stuff. This is all the Apple news. And as you can see, it's really quite usable. When you want to read an article, you're going to get, this is the RSS feed that's put out by iMore. So sometimes sites will just put an excerpt, as they've done here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll put the whole article. I like it if they do full feeds. But you can always click visit the website and see the full feed. This is a very useful, by the way, happy birthday, Sarah Lane. I just saw it's her birthday today. See, that's why news is important. So I think this is, for people, this is maybe a specialized product. I have to scan a lot of news. You know, that's part of my job. You
do
too.
Yes.
So for somebody who wants to look for a lot of headlines, find headlines they're interested in, and then share them. For instance, I can tweet this directly into my Twitter feed. I have a special feed for links called Links for Twit. It's not my personal feed. So if I post this, this now becomes part of the material that we go through to prepare the shows.
That's exactly the next thing I was going to talk about.
Look at that
news story.
See how quickly I found that?
Yeah.
So that's Feedly. It's free. And if you try it and see if you had a Google News subscription, if it picks up your old Google News subscription. Because if it does, it's very easy. But it's easy to add other sources. Incidentally, I'll show you. We'll get to the story. But I wanted to show you one more thing. Because when I said I was going to do Feedly, Pat, and by the way, Home, Save for Later, Explore, you have a variety of ways of doing it. Patrick Delahanty came over and said, you know what you should add to your feed? Your list of feeds? You should add this feed that I just created. Now, I'm trying to find how to add it. Here it is, add content. And the way you add content is you could do this. They've done this to make it easier to find stuff, kind of like Apple News. These are sources. Or I can add, this is feeds, and everybody should know about this. Add this to your feedly.twit.tv. And this is a new feed that we've never told you about before. Oops, let me type it right.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here, Patrick. I didn't even know about it. Just Patrick came over and said, you know, I wrote this little program, little Perl program, latest, I have to spell this right, .xml. Now, I think I'm in the wrong place to do this, but let's see what happens. No, it's good. It looks for sites. And that's twit.tv, and I can add that. And I'm going to add it to my technology news, so you get to organize it. And now, this is an interesting feed, because it isn't just... let's see, how am I going to do this? Okay, I found it. I've added it. All right, now let's go up here and see what I'm going to see. It's not our podcasts exactly. It's the latest news.
Oh.
So how do I... Let's expand that. And I just want to read this one. So you can read an individual feed. This is what I'm going to do here. Twit.tv. And so look at that. So it's got Twit Bits. So this is a really nice... And by the way, a perfectly good way to do podcasts, because you can actually... You can play the video from within here. You can, you know, read it. So there you go. And then I can say all of unread, and I won't see them in the unread section. So if that's Feedly, and that's our new feed, feeds.twit.tv/latest.xml. Patrick just made a little like a feed of latest news.
Oh, that's cool.
Includes tech news tonight, your show.
Excellent.
TNT, Twit Bits, things
like that. So yeah, Feedly. That's the only place you can get that.
Sorry, now, the Facebook.
Yes. As you might have just seen, Facebook added 3D Touch. I'm excited about 3D Touch.
What?
Every time someone... But right now, it's still... You can just 3D Touch the... You have to update it, and the update it came out today.
I'll have to see if I've been updated.
Yeah, if you've been automatically updated. So right now, I only see in the 3D Touch, like, I can just emergency write a Facebook post, which happens a lot, and then I'm there.
Oh, but there it is. I see the update. Yep,
but there's nothing else that I can... I've been forced 3D touching all over the place in Facebook, and nothing happens. I can't 3D touch something to super like it or get those other emojis or anything like that. I go. That just happened. I 3D touch to save.
Save, send in messenger.
Send in messenger.
Like
turn on.
Photo.
So, yeah, that's the thing with 3D touch. You just have to, yeah.
Now, does it support live photos? Because remember they
that
said they were going
to. That was a good question. I don't know if that happens. I guess I've been perfecting my live photos, I have to say.
Have you figured it out?
Yes. Well, no, I haven't figured it out.
Me neither.
But let's see. Here's one that I
did
took over the weekend
online?
At the soccer game. This is super dangerous thing that my boys do. Tie the skateboard to the end of the bicycle, because what could
possibly
happen?
Well, it's more exciting than soccer.
No, my daughter's soccer games are really exciting. And I need to point this out, because someone in the chat room said pay attention to the soccer. I'm not bored during the soccer game. I'm paying attention during the soccer game.
It's just good you have your iPhone with you.
It's waiting for her to be done with practice.
Yeah, practice is
boring. It's not
boring.
During the game. Yeah. I don't, and I get upset.
You pay attention to the game?
I do.
You're not one of those parents that runs out onto the field and yells at the ref, are you?
No, you get in a lot of trouble for doing that. I know.
Oh, you are!
No, I'm not. I have to tie myself down. But no, I get really excited. It's exciting. So let's see if I can upload this to... Let's see.
The reason I have to ask is because Facebook doesn't really say in the update what they've done.
I know. So I'm going to try to upload this live photo right here and see if it's a live photo.
Well, that would be cool.
Someone, yeah.
Did they just do like a scan thing across it? Or was that just us?
That was me. They did that, I think.
Huh.
Well, I can't force
it. No, I don't think it has live photo yet.
Mm. Yeah, no, not yet. But you'll hear it here first.
But it does have force touch. That's cool. So I can force touch some things. This is the problem with force touch. You know what? Maybe this isn't the latest yet. Because I can't force touch anything.
You can't force touch anything?
Oh, no. There it is. Okay. Write, post, upload photo, video, take photo, video. I like that.
So I wanted to bring up Facebook because they have instant articles, which I don't know if I haven't been updated to instant articles yet, but I try, and they don't go any faster when I click on articles for me. But that's Facebook's entrance into this fast mobile news, instant articles. But they only work with specific publishers. It's a lot of them, like National Geographic, New York Times, Mashable. And it's supposed to be designed that you actually they publish their content within the Facebook app, and then you can do it faster. But I have not noticed a speed.
What's so bad about the World Wide Web? You know, can we just use the World Wide Web and leave it as is? Why do we have to do these special extra web things that require you to be inside Facebook? And I feel like the web's good. It's free. It's
you
open.
Like it the way it is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe I'm an old guy.
Well, I didn't say it.
Huh? You didn't say it?
So some other, I like to use the NPR One app. That's something that, I'm not exactly sure how it customizes. I know I click on interesting, but does it know when I skip content in the NPR
One app? I feel like it's smart. But I don't know how it gets smart. And I showed you the WNYC app, which is another way to create a playlist of exactly the length you want. That was a pick a couple of weeks ago.
But, yeah, so here's the NPR News app, and you can...
This is an audio only. I mean, this is about listening in the car or whatever.
So if I like the hourly newscast, I can click interesting.
No, I listen to that one, too. I really like... I mean, this. I like NPR One.
And then it'll give me, like, the local news, the California news. And so, yeah, I guess it is... it's knowing what I like and giving me more of that stuff. I'm not sure, but I wish I could create a playlist. That's what I used to do with my iPod back in the day. I would create a playlist.
Yeah. That's what the WNYC app does.
Yeah,
so
you
well.
Can create. Yeah. Yeah. So, but
and
then
it's
you can
a lot of the same content.
Right. You can share stories with this.
I'll show you one more.
Okay, you go.
Google has one. Did you know that?
What? Google?
It's called Google Play Newsstand. And you might, when you look at it, in fact, I thought for a long time, because of the Play designation, it's a place to buy magazines. And it is that. But it will also give you a customized news feed, very kind of Flipboard-like. And you can have different topics. So I have a technology topic. I have a travel topic. I can read news. I think it's quite well presented. Yes, you can buy magazines and newspapers and have them in there, but you can also read them. Now, one thing I would recommend, there are a number of sites doing this. You see, this is the New York Times. It says you can get 10 articles a month. If you're a subscriber, though, log in, and then it will let you read these without limitation. See, already a subscriber. But there are lots of places that don't do that. You know, here's NBC News. Crazy story about Randy Quaid. Did you read that?
No. Is that Randy Quaid with the beard?
Yeah. It's, I mean, it has nothing to do with tech, but it's
technology
kind of...
Technology empowers us.
Look, it does have something to do with... No, that's an ad. Yeah, this is... That's Randy Quaid. The it's his new look. I don't know if it's for a movie or...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the news. If you have suggestions, you can call us 757-504-4723. Which spells out iPad. And you can join our community on Reddit, which is reddit.com/r/iostoday. And now Leo is going to talk about what you want to do if you want to get rid of your phone.
Or get a new one.
Or get a new one. Or both.
Or both. Gazelle. Gazelle.com. It is the trusted online marketplace. For a long time, we've talked about selling your old gadgets and getting cash from them. It's also a great place to buy other people's old gadgets. What goes around comes around. Pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So go to gazelle.com. Now that the new iPhone is out, the new iPad is coming, that new iPad Pro, that means that there will be a lot of people going to Gazelle to sell their old iPhones and their old iPads. That means you're going to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned device. Now, here's why it's a great place to buy. First of all, they get a lot of stuff. They pick the best of the best. They go through a 30-point inspection to make sure it is exactly fully functional. They check things like scratches on the screen, everything you'd want them to check. And they have a variety of qualities. If you're willing to pay a little bit more, you can get a certified like-new device that is just the same as. But that's excellent. Or you could say fair, or you could say good, and you'll save money. If a slightly used device might look like your phone, like it's been in somebody's pocket and it's been used a little bit, but it's going to work perfectly. And even then, there's no risk because you have a 30-day return policy. Their devices are sold without a carrier contract. They will work on all major carriers. I think it's a great way to go get a phone. If your kid breaks his phone, and you know who I'm talking about, if he drops his phone and he says, "Daddy, can I get a new phone?" You go to Gazelle and you get him the same phone. It's going to be great, and it's going to save you a lot of money. So to sell, of course, or to buy. And, you know, by the way, they will buy that old broken iPhone.
The one with our signatures that we signed for him?
Now that we've autographed him, they probably won't. Probably should have thought of that first. But they will buy that old phone, give you cash, give you a PayPal credit or an Amazon gift card. Or you could say, and now turn that around, and I want to get a new phone, a replacement phone. I think NPR wants you. So I love it. You will love it, too. If you're not already a Gazelle customer, I think many of you are. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, gazelle.com, to buy and sell. It's Gazelle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we have some letters from you, Leanne. I'm assuming this is Leanne from Hawaii. She says, aloha. I was listening to one of your past shows, and you and Leo mentioned you were going to look at various cases for the iPhone. She has a recommendation.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Tech 21 Evo Mesh case. Have you heard of that?
Never heard of it.
I think we have the link. It's relatively slim, but protects the iPhone. She says, I've dropped my phone a few times, and this case saved it. So it's tech21.com, the Evo Mesh case.
I am still waiting. So I have, as you've seen, of course, the rock form case. Ooh, and I've been using these. Now, this rock form case was designed for the previous iPhone, but it's close enough, even, you know, the millimeter, tenth of a millimeter difference, that I've been able to put my old iPhone in it. And I love, there's a lot of features of it, the big magnet, the tripod, and all that. But I also ordered something from Pad and Quill. The problem is they're handmade leather cases.
Oh.
And it's still being made, but it should come any day now. I ordered it about a week before my iPhone came.
Were there some watch bands that were handmade leather?
They have all kinds of stuff there. And I've had Pad and Quill stuff before. This stuff is gorgeous. I mean, it's really nice, full-grain American leather, handmade. It. So I kind of like the idea, and I don't know if I like the practice, but I like not the idea of getting a nice leather kind of wallet-like case for my iPhone that will also hold credit cards and bills. So it's going to replace my wallet. My iPhone will be in it. It'll be protected. It looks good. I mean, it looks like a high quality, you know, and it's got bamboo or some sort of wood around it. They're not cheap. This is $90. They're just now making them. It says ships Tuesday, October 13th. So I should get mine any day now.
I like that.
Isn't that nice? These are really pretty. But really pricey. It's
what
kind
of one of the most interesting things about your iPhone.
We don't have to play the audio, but it's just it's you know, everybody, different strokes for different folks. Lisa likes this very thin. It's just a plastic shell that will give her some protection if she drops it, but doesn't get in the way and lets her see the beautiful rose gold
right,
and all that.
Important.
So it's really a matter of taste. You know, I won't be able to see the rose gold.
Are
once
you
I put
hiding
it.
The rose gold?
No, I'm okay. I do have a rock form that is aluminum that
right,
will hide
that,
it. So
that was it.
I think.
Well, Felix Stubbs from London also has some leather recommendations. He uses a German company called Leaky. It's a genuine leather flip cover, which is very slim, has no catches to get caught on things or when taking out of your pocket. He says, when I received it and opened the box, I got the lovely smell of genuine leather.
Yeah.
So I think we have that link in number 42 and 43.
How do you spell Leaky?
L-E-I-C-K-E. So it's a slim phone cover that protects your screen and looks very great.
Nice.
He's got one of these. So
nice.
I don't know if we have those. The Amazon links for those to show off. Yeah, there they are. They're the Mana UltraSync.
Ooh, that's pretty.
iPhone.
And Jason Cleanthus mentions that his friend Jerry is a big fan of Vaja, which I have been a fan of in the past. It's an Argentinian case company, V-A-J-A, and they make beautiful cases for all kinds of phones out of high-quality Argentinian leather. You know, there's a really beautiful leather from Argentina. It's also pricey, but I've used Vaja cases before. They're beautiful. Vaja.com.
So, and we have a tweet also that was recommended to an Apple Watch stand. Now, we talked about Apple Watch stands last week.
And the week before.
Do I talk too much about it?
No.
I want the perfect stand for my bedside table because a watch just can't just lay there. It has to
I'm still
be set
having
beautifully.
Mine lie there, just sits there on the
like
magnet.
An animal? so last
what
week I told you
yes.
I was going to test this one, the
yes.
Fuse Chicken. And you put your charger in here.
Yeah.
And I tried this, and it was fine, but it wiggles too much. It wiggles, and so when you touch it, it kind of
falls.
It also
looks like you might be planning to perform a medical procedure of some sort.
Well, I can, actually. I can clean out your ear with it.
It's like you're going to... It's like an endoscope or something. You put
right.
that down my throat.
Here. Or I could,
let's
yes,
look and, let's look and see. Yeah. Mm.
So this wasn't my favorite. But you know what? I had some words about the elevation case. I said my dad used it and the charger
popped
fell
right
out. I got a lot of tweets, a lot of emails saying, I've been using the elevation case just fine. I don't know what your dad's problem is. It works fine. It didn't pop out. And I tried it. And in fact, it worked fine. So the chargers are different. The sport watch has a slightly different charger than just general Apple Watch. So I think that might be the problem. So I have gotten, you know, I got that Nomad Pod, and it has a little insert if you have the Apple Watch, the regular Apple Watch, because it doesn't fit exactly. They know that they're not exactly the same size. So that might be the problem. But for the sport charger, the elevation that you can get at the Apple Store is fine. So I take back what I said.
Why don't we, for next show, you take a picture of your bedside table, and I'll take a picture of mine.
Okay.
Mine has wires going everywhere. I have a USB 5-port charger, and every one of them has a different wire connected to it with different stuff. I have two Android watch stands. It's ridiculous. And I wake up and I go, and I can't figure out where anything is.
I have books still on my bedside table because I read actual books. So
what the what?
I know. So on my bedside table, I have Jonathan Franzen's Purity that I'm slogging through. Do you like it?
I'm a Franzen fan. I love the corrections.
I am also. We've discussed, we've been Franzen fans together for a decade.
Years. And I'm worried because I'm reading some bad things about this.
Well, I'm about a little more than halfway through, and I actually don't know if it's me or if it's him. Because, you know, sometimes I just think I'm too into, like, the internet, and my brain's changed.
But when you read it, are you enjoying it?
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't need a book that's okay.
No, whereas his past books, I just get completely
loved
sucked into the story. And
loved it.
And Freedom also.
Freedom.
I loved, so.
Loved it.
And then I also have Sherry Turkle's book.
Now, I'm going to interview her on Triangulation, So I want you to read that so you could tell me what to say.
You can also read it, too.
Oh.
But that is what we were talking about before. It's called Reclaiming Conversation, And it's about how we need to keep talking to each other instead of doing this.
Well, I'm going to tell her I would have read your book, but I was busy talking to people. I didn't have time.
Yeah. So I still have books. And so on the top of my stack of books, that elevation charger works quite fine. But I will take a picture so we can all discuss.
Thank you
for all the recommendations.
I used to have books. I now have a bookshelf in my bedroom full of books that I'm not reading.
And you're not listening to Jonathan Franzen's new book?
I am not. I have, you know, I have so many books I'm listening to.
I'll finish it and then I'll let you know.
You know what I did recently? I went back and I realized for some reason I have not. You know, I've been advertising for Squarespace for 10 years almost. And all this time, we use it for our business sites, like Inside Twit TV, but I haven't been using a Squarespace website, so I've decided to move Leoville over there.
Really?
And now I'm thinking, well, if I have a blog, I should probably post something on there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to post my current Audible listening. I think if I can get the whole library out, there's 400 books, all the things I've ever listened to on Audible.
You've had the same account this whole time?
Since 2000.
Wow. I remember you introduced me to Audible.
Yeah, It's a long time.
So, yeah, thank you for all your recommendations for Apple Watch stands. I won't talk about Apple Watch stands anymore. We've probably had enough.
No, talk all you want. I think that there's a great need for a good Apple Watch stand.
And by the way, that's also the only thing I charge on my bedside table. Everything else has to be charged in the other room away from me.
That's the problem, because I got all these wires, and then it looks like it's a nuclear pile because it's glowing.
Uh-huh.
There's LEDs, and some of these watches, not the Apple Watch so much, but other watches shine like a beacon, like the light on the top of the Luxor Pyramid in Las Vegas, straight into the sky. And I'm thinking, what are you, signaling aliens? It's so bright.
It's probably not good for you, Leo.
Well, Lisa hates it because she says, I can't sleep if there's any lights
in
the room. She married the wrong guy. That's all I got is lights in the room. Everything has an LED and it's blinking and it's... Ay, ay,
you know what
ay.
We should kickstart? A technology tent for your bedside table that you can like put...
Brilliant!
Yeah, I just thought of that.
I love
like
that.
A tent. Yeah.
A technology tent.
That you put in so it like, yeah.
And you could, if you wanted, you could peek in to see if they're there, but you don't have to.
Yes, let's do it. All right.
Brilliant.
Who else brought us this show?
I hope
show?
You patented that. Technology Tent. Even the name.
Yeah, Technology
speaks.
Tent.
Technology Tent. Do you take vitamins? Of course you do.
I take some vitamins when I remember.
Ah, therein is the rub. And this happens to me all the time. And I got a fancy pill minder and you load them all up then. And then you look at it and you go, did I take it yet or not? You can't remember. It's even worse if you're taking prescription drugs, and I know many of us are. I do. I take a little pill for high blood pressure, and I got to make sure I take that at the same time every day. And then, of course, if you've got parents, older parents, they're probably taking many, many medications. Keeping track of this is crazy. Did you take your meds, Ma? I don't know. I got up. I think I might have. What a solution we found. It's called Pill Pack. It's a full online pharmacy. In fact, There's a pharmacist, a human you can call 24/7. So if you're saying, well, do I take this with food or without, you can call them and get advice. Move your prescriptions over there because what they do is amazing. They use robots, there it is, to pack these things. Very advanced scanning technology to make your pill pack. And then a pharmacist checks it. So one thing that's great about PillPack, you're always going to get exactly the right medications, and then they deliver it in this box, and you get a new one delivered every couple of weeks, so you don't have to worry about refills. They're automatic. See, the pills, the bottles that the pills came in come with it, but the pills themselves are stored in these great little pill packs. The pack, and I have one right here, has the date, the time, and the day, so you know exactly that this is my noon Saturday. This is some guy named Elliot. We just stole his vitamins, but he's taking vitamins. And on the side, it shows a picture of each pill so you can identify it, exactly the instructions, what you're taking, and then you just tear off the pill pack. And by the way, elders, no problem. This is very easy to open up, even if you said had arthritis or whatever, and you're going to take exactly the right medication at exactly the right time. And there's never any question whether you took it, because then the next thing is there, right? Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, I don't have to take that till 8 p.m. This is brilliant. The nice thing is it doesn't cost any extra. Beyond your standard copay for medication, shipping is always free. Most major insurance plans support it, including most forms of Medicare Part D. And the switching is easy. It'll take a couple of minutes on their secure site. They will contact your physician for you proactively to assure that, you know, you're getting exactly the right prescriptions. And I have to reiterate, you always have a human pharmacist on the phone 24/7. And because they're using these automated robots and the digital imaging technology, it's very accurate. It's so great. One of Time Magazine's top 25 inventions last year. Jill Duffy gave it a rave review in PC Magazine. It's just every pharmacy. Look at the website even. It's so awesome. I want you to visit pillpack.com/twit. When you transfer your prescriptions over, you're going to get a credit for $20 worth of vitamins and OTCs. pillpack.com/twit. And it's not just for you. If you have an older relative, an older parent, who has to take their medication, who's having trouble keeping track of it, like my mom, this is such a great solution. I just love it. It's so easy. PillPack, and you just, you know, it takes the worry away. PillPack.com/twit. I'm not going to take Elliot's pills.
It was cranberry vitamin.
Yeah, how bad could that be?
Exactly.
So all of this is self-prescribed. Okay, just because Dr. Mom said, you're violating Elliot's privacy. There's no Elliot William. Well, there's somebody. That's not the Elliot Williams.
Fake.
This is a fake that they sent us with vitamins in it. So nothing can go wrong with that. Right. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But I have it at home with my actual medications in it. And it's just brilliant. PillPack.com/twit.
So now we have a few questions that you sent us in. We have one that was sent in via audio, and I think we can play that.
Hey, Megan. Hey, Leo. It's Peter here from the UK. Love the show.
Thank you.
Quick question. As I've got the new iPhone 6S Plus, and I'm loving the camera, would you guys happen to know of a really good tripod stand that you could recommend? The old one from my iPhone 5S no longer fits, and I wondered if you guys, with your pearls of wisdom, would have any ideas. Thank you very much. Hope you can help.
That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The quality on that.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Thank you, Peter, for sending us that question.
So you have a lot of these at home, but you don't have them here.
I have a plethora of them.
A panoply
of them. That's different from a plethora.
I think
there's
so.
Six. I think there's six plethoras in a panoply.
Okay.
As you'll know, with all tripods, there's this magic standard screw. They call this a quarter 20.
Quarter 20.
I don't know why. No one knows. It's a mystery. No, somebody knows. Alex Lindsay knows, but I don't know. Huh? What am I... Did I say that wrong?
It's a quarter inch wide, 20 turns per inch.
It's a quarter inch wide, 20 turns per inch.
Obvious.
Sounds like it's a description for a torture device. But it's not. It's actually the standard screw. In fact, if you buy a fancy camera, you'll have a hole that's a quarter 20 hole in there, right? Mm-hmm. But, of course, the iPhone doesn't have a quarter 20. So what you need is some sort of adapter. So any tripod will work with the proper adapter. There are a lot of companies. This is called the Eye Stabilizer. No reason to call it that. It's Mobi makes a bunch of these. They're smaller devices. You have a very nice one. I use this all the time. The
now,
Joby.
Is this a quarter 20 down here?
Yeah.
So we could put that on that?
Yeah. But so the idea, yeah, see, that's the quarter 20. But the idea, this comes all in one, and it's you shouldn't unscrew it because what's cool is it folds up into this very small package. This is, by the way, yet another thing on my bedside table. Don't ask me why. I have this.
I will not ask you why.
Just in case I need to shoot some video.
I will not. I didn't ask you why.
Yeah, just in case. So, but what's great about this, look how compact that is. Wait a minute, there it is. Look how compact that is. And that now it doesn't get very high. So you'll be end up putting it on something. But this is the key, and this is what you're going to find, and lots of companies make these. It's not the tripod itself. It's this squeezy thing that goes on it, the stretcher. They do make them for standard for different versions of the iPhone. This one's really a tight one, but it does manage to do it. This is an iPhone 6S Plus, and that's the key. It's going to hold it. You obviously want something that's not going to block the camera. Mm. And then you could, you're absolutely right. By unscrewing this, now this is a standard quarter 20, so this would go on a larger tripod. It'd even go on a full-size, you know, fancy Gitzo or whatever. So the key is the quarter 20 threading. And then something that's going to be, because the iPhone 6S Plus is so big, you're going to have a tripod that's going to hold it. There are a lot of companies make these. Here's another one. This is the Retacam. This is like industrial aluminum strong. You know, I don't think that makes it any better. In fact, it makes it probably a little bit heavier. So you have to take that in consideration when you're buying your tripod. But that's what you want. And of course, all of these have that quarter 20. So there's a male part that's going to go on the tripod or the stand. And then there's the female part that's going to go on the holder that makes it compatible with your various phones. And the reason that they make them like this expanders is that way it'll work with not just that phone but any phone, and probably is a good idea. You might get a new iPhone in a year or two and get one that'll work with a variety of them. This is my favorite, and I'm glad you found this because I really like this one from Joby, and they're a few bucks. They're really affordable, and you could actually carry this in your pocket if you wanted to. So that's really flexible.
Yeah, that was Burke found that for
me. This is I don't know if this is mine, but I have several. It's not. It's yours, Burke?
Yes.
He says he wants it back. I have several of them. I'll tell you one reason that you might want to get one like this with bendable legs and the Joby, and a lot of them do this. When I was on the river cruise, I wanted to do a time lapse.
Oh, we saw that.
Yeah, going into the dock, right? So there was nowhere I could easily put a tripod. I didn't want to put a full standing tripod on the deck. Somebody would have knocked it. But there was a railing. So this is great because you can wrap this around railings or buildings or parts, and it'll hold on strong, and it means it's possible to mount something anywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you think that might be useful, get one with articulated legs,
right?
So that you can do that. So, Joby is a great company. Joby.
That's the grip tight micro stand.
That's this thing, yeah. Awesome. Love it.
All righty. And we have another question we got through email from Russell from Dover, Arkansas. He says, I was wondering if a directional lightning cable for iPhones and iPads with a lightning plug on both ends could be used to charge an Apple device. And he says the Apple Pencil can be charged off the iPad Pro. So if you had a directional lightning cable plug on both ends, could you charge your iPhone from your iPad or the other direction if you just needed the device right away and had no other way of getting some juice? I've also always thought this because this battery lasts forever.
It's huge.
This battery is actually quite good anyway. But, yeah, can you charge?
First of all, I don't think anybody makes a cable with lightning on both ends.
No.
But you can buy this adapter. This is a USB lightning adapter. Put it into – this is the Apple Watch charger. So let's just see. I'm going to plug this lightning port into my iPad here.
So you want to try to emergency do your Apple Watch.
And let's say I've run, you know, I'm on the train and I've run out of steam on my Apple Watch, but I still have hours left on my iPad.
This happens to me a lot.
Oh, right away. Cannot use device. Apple Watch magnetic charging cable. The connected device requires too much power. I haven't even done this yet. And the watch, of course, doesn't say anything because it's not getting enough juice. So that's the key. Yeah, maybe it charges the Apple Pencil. Maybe the iPad Pro has more juice coming out of the Lightning port. But the Lightning port is really not intended to charge things. Now, here's an interesting thing. The Type-C connector on the MacBook is bidirectional. You can hook up an iPhone to your MacBook and charge it using a Type-C to Lightning connector. And that is part of one of the kind of nice features of the Type-C connector and the Type-C USB. If Apple should adopt that on future iPhones or future iPads, and I suspect they will, then maybe what you want will happen. But as for now, no.
Right.
Can't even charge a little old Apple Watch.
Yeah, because that charger, I now have two chargers. That one's mine, by the way. And I have one at home on my bedside table, which we've talked about enough on this show already. But my watch does run out before the end of the day. It really does. And it's not. It's getting worse.
I know why that is, by the way.
Is it the workout app?
Yeah. Don't work out.
Okay.
Exercise depletes Apple Watches.
Well, I am starting to think about not using the workout app. But because
it's not the app.
It's not because it's doing my blood pressure every, my heart rate.
So I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when you're measuring your heart, it blasts a green light. What it's doing is blasting a green light into your skin and then reading what happens. Mm-hmm. And it can actually measure the heart rate that way. But that uses a lot of juice. So everybody I know who uses their Apple Watch as a fitness device, and in particular the activity app to measure heart rate, says it depletes it.
Yeah.
So just either don't work out.
Okay,
or work out less.
Okay.
No,
my Apple Watch is telling me to work out less.
I don't know what your experience has been, but I've started lately kind of working out more. I've always worked out a little bit, but I decided I really want to get some good exercise. And one of the things that's really important, especially when you're starting out, is a heart rate monitor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wear a strap. So I thought, well, how about my Apple Watch? And I've compared it to, polar heart rate monitors. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
I can actually rely on just this, even while I'm vigorously working. And they sometimes say, don't rely on the heart rate while you're, doing exercise.
Yeah.
And that's, by the way, that's the exercise I do. And then I look at it and it works. And this is really good because you want to be at a certain heart rate,
threshold,
right?
Yeah.
So I've found this to be a really good device for that.
Yeah.
But you're right. It kind of is not great for battery life.
But the workout app is actually, the activity app is, no, the
it's
workout.
It's called activity, I think. I don't know what it's called. The one with the green man.
The green man.
The green button with the man running.
I think that's called the workout.
Is that called? Yeah, it's workout. You're right.
Yeah. But it's gotten better with WatchOS 2. It's improved, especially the other workouts. Because, I do Bikram yoga and I lift weights.
Is Bikram on here?
No, but I use other and it's getting more accurate.
Okay.
I think. Or it's telling me I'm burning more calories.
Well, for instance, I did something today that I don't recommend anybody try called HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training. But there's no HIIT on here.
No.
So I did stair stepper because I thought that's close, but you're saying other might be better.
Well, other is it's a brisk walk when it doesn't know what you're doing. That's what it says.
HIIT is more than a brisk walk.
Well, it will do your heart rate. I mean, with Bikram, it's interesting because there's some poses where your heart rate gets really high and it's hot and it's just...
Yeah. And you don't want to go over your maximum or not too far anyway for too long.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the word burpee again for the rest of my life.
I'll try not to say it.
Unless it's in conjunction with seeds.
Okay.
Do you know about the burpee seed catalog?
Oh, yeah, the seed catalog. Okay, I probably won't talk about that either.
Okay,
if
that's
you have
fair
questions,
enough.
Write to us at iostoday@twit.tv or call us at 757-504-iPad. And now I'm going to turn it over again to this guy who's going to tell you about Unity.
You know, this is a new sponsor. We've talked about it before, and it's just so cool. And it's free. It's a free home media server.
Totally
so what
free.
I did is I downloaded the free client for my Mac. It works on iPhone, iPad, Windows, or Mac. You run it on any computer you own. It goes through all of your videos, photos, playlists, files, indexes them, and it does that in a couple of minutes, and then it allows you to go online with your iPhone or your iPad and play them, listen to them, watch the movies. It's amazing. This is, over not just in the house, anyway, over the internet, getunity.com/twit. You can learn more. This is free. Like not freemium, no in-app purchase or anything. It's easy to install, and it makes it really easy to access everything, including, by the way, Lightroom or Apple photo libraries and photo albums. You can auto-discover, GoPro videos so you can share them easily. You can use AirPlay to play something back in the Unity app on your iPhone or iPad and then stream it to your TV. You can be anywhere. You can be in a hotel. You can be at a friend's house. And all your media is securely available over the internet. It's so awesome. Create your own private, personal media server with Unity today. Getunity.com/twit. You'll be able to access all your files on demand for free.
And easy for to share, free. Too. You can use it to share. All right, we have some weather-related apps, sort of. So weather-related hats for our app cap. This is where we talk about our favorite app of the week.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
It's yours, I think.
No,
I've
never seen
that
before.
They just come to me. They arrive
disappear.
Here. It's the chief hat correspondent who brings it. I don't know.
It's probably the most highly sought after job at the Twit Brick House.
It is. Yes.
Chief hat correspondent. Why are we wearing these hats?
Because this is the app cap. These are caps. These are apps.
Blame Sarah favorites. Lane. She
yeah,
thought of
she
it.
She came. Happy birthday,
Happy
Sarah
birthday,
Lane.
Happy birthday,
Sarah. So yours is a weather app, and mine's called Overcast, which sounds like it's a weather app, but it's not. No, it's a podcast app by Marco Arment.
It's the best podcast app.
But it's only audio. That's its only problem.
Yeah.
Let's see. Make sure that's not messing with my microphone.
Are you a dragon?
I am a
Are these
dragon.
Your teeth or your ears?
A dinosaur. That's a really good question. These are my teeth.
Okay.
These are my eyes. This is my head.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in...
Looks like you got four eyes, but I'm... Oh, I get it. These are nostrils.
Yes.
Yeah, nose or eyes. Yeah, yes. I get it.
So, Overcast's been around for a while. Not new.
But?
There used to be a free version. You had some options, and then there was a paid version. But Marco Arment this week said, I'm just going to do
the
free version. Everybody gets the free version.
Why would he do that?
Well, he just said he wants everybody to have the best qualities of the app.
The time is good because the Apple podcast app, people are complaining about.
Right. And if you want, one of the complaints about the Apple podcast is you can't do full screen video, which you can't do here either. It's just audio.
Because it doesn't do video at all.
But right. I really do like this on the iPad and on the iPhone. It's really easy to add podcasts. They have a directory. They have most recommended. And they
are
do
we
some...
in those directories?
Not yet.
Marco!
I know.
Don't you like us?
I was wondering that too. I don't know.
Yeah, so even the whole technology section, there's nothing of ours?
Twit might be in...
No.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. Like
but Marco, even though you don't recommend us, we're going to recommend you. So there.
But it does work in that same way Nuzzle does, where you can get recommendations. If you log in and you can get recommendations. So if you guys are using this and you like our podcast, then recommend it. And other people then will see it.
Maybe so that's what's like going on. But by the way, you can... How would you add iOS Today, though? Would you just press the plus button and type in iOS
Yes,
Today?
Yes, that's how you would.
Okay.
You could search for us.
So he has a directory of podcasts, and he didn't keep us out of the directory.
No, we're in there, as you can see, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But just under the recommended, we're not there yet. That coming up. There we go. We're the first one that comes up when I type in iOS Today.
Well, that's appropriate, since... We're the one named
Yeah, all
iOS
of us,
today.
All of our podcasts are here. Tech News
good,
Tonight,
good, good.
Today, Twit Bits, all of the things. So I like it because you can decide how much, what you're going to stream and what you're going to download if you have issues with, space, or if you have issues with how many minutes you're using. And what are some of the other features? You can automatically delete episodes once you've listened to them. You can decide how much storage. You can see how much storage you're using and decide how much storage you want. And if you really like it, you can support them there. That's kind of what he was saying. So you can get notified about new episodes. You can just keep a limit on how much. Like maybe my Freakonomics Radio, I only want one unlistened. But iOS Today, I want all unlistened there. And Tech News Tonight, I want all of those in Tech News Today. Twitbits, of course. So you can decide. You can set your limits. There's some really great features. So if you are sick of the Apple Podcast app,
this is
try
a great
Overcast.
Choice. The it's only great. Negative is it doesn't do video. But if you listen to audio, most people, that's what they listen to. It's a great choice. We like it if you watch, because then you get to see our silly hats.
Right.
And we don't describe them
right.
for the audio right. listeners, because that would be too painful.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's wearing a green dinosaur hat. Leo's wearing an umbrella hat.
Overcast, free by Marco Arment.
My weather app actually has weather.
Oh, it does?
Yes. And it's called Sunshine. So unlike Marco's gloomy Overcast, mine is smiling. This is really a neat app. It's hyper-local weather. iPhone only. It's called Sunshine. And one of the things it does that's very cool is it gets the barometric pressure out of your phone. You have apparently a sensor that will tell you that. It also obviously gets the location. So here's my weather. And unfortunately, because it's kind of new, there's only a few people using it right now in Petaluma. But as you go farther afield, you'll see, well, that looks like Jason Snell's using it in Santa Rosa, and then there's people in San Francisco. And one of the, I have to say, one of the reasons I want to promote this is so that more people use it. It's free. And then what happens is if you go to your location, it will not only add the barometric pressure through the phone, but you press the plus button, and it'll say, well, what's the weather like right now? What's the weather like? Is it nice out there? It's clear, isn't it? It's sunny? And then,
yes, it's sunny.
So how does it feel outside? Optional. How does it feel?
Sweaty.
Great. All right, I'm going to put great in there, and I'm done. So I've given a local weather report. It's kind of like Waze for weather. Even there's a little game in here even. You get some points if you do a local weather report. But, of course, it has real weather in it, and you even have a slider. This is kind of like Time Machine on the Apple Watch, so you could see what it's going to be like in a 24-hour period by sliding the slider around. I think this is so cool. I'm a Sunshiner newbie, but as I continue to offer forecasts, I'll pretty soon become a rookie. It'll send you a daily summary and notifications. It knows, it wants to know what places you hang out at. You see, it knows that I'm at work. You could tell it what your home is. You even tell it what your comfort zone is. So it'll know, hey, I'm not going to report that it's hot if it's under 80 degrees. I'm not going to say it's cold unless it's below 70 degrees, because that's Leo's comfort zone. You can enable sounds. Community alerts, that's kind of a neat idea. I'm looking forward to rain. I bet you I'll get a lot of community alerts when it finally rains in California. Hasn't rained in several centuries, but we hope someday.
I've heard it now referred to just water coming from the
water
sky.
Water coming
it's been
from
so
the
long.
Sky.
We forgot what the name
what
of
a
it
thought.
Was. I really like this. This seems
isn't
like something
cute?
That Google's going to buy in 2 years.
I'm sure that's why they made it, because it's free and there's no advertising.
Sunshine technology.
Sunshine. And even has a little picture of me. So you'll see who you're getting your weather from. It's Waze for weather.
Yeah.
You know, that icon means that that's my work, because I added, you add your favorites, and so you, I have work and home as my favorites. And it, that little dot there, pulsing dot there, that's where I actually am located, and it has my icon next to it.
Huh. Well, but wait. Where was work? You're not at work?
I am at work. It's just, you know, it's a, the icon, they don't want it, it doesn't fill the whole, we're in the whole block, but it doesn't fill the whole block.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Sunshine. It's
sunshine.
Free.
No clear ads. Skies everywhere, because it's not made up. It's not the weather service. It's actual people looking out the window. Isn't that cool?
I do. I really like that.
Hyper-local weather. That's what I'm calling it.
All right. I also like Waze for weather. That's a good.
Yeah, Waze for weather, isn't
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for this show. Thank you.
I'm probably overdressed for the weather.
I am for sure overdressed for the weather.
We love you and love your phone calls and your emails and your audio recordings mm-hmm. with excellent microphones. Thank you, Peter. Please send those along to us.
Yes, and we are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. We are on Downcast, Overcast.
We're on our website, twit.tv/...
iOS Today.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
And you can watch us live, of
YouTube,
course.
YouTube, everywhere.
12:30.
Maybe one.
Pacific time, one-ish Pacific. It's Leo time.
You know, so you know what that means.
And you can go to our website and see all these links if you liked something and you were listening in the car and you didn't have time. You can go back at twit.tv.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.